This state fair is a magnet for political candidates. Both President Obama and Mitt Romney's new running mate Paul Ryan campaigned here this week. Up at the pork tent, Republican Congressman Steve King works a long line of hungry fairgoers.
It's a great day for it. How are you, Steve King?
Hi. Nice to meet you, Steve.
Nice to meet you this morning.
Ready for my pork chop.
I had a little bite. I tested them out for you. I'm here to tell you that avoid the veggie burger, go for the chops. Would it be working?
Good to me.
The new district is believed to be more moderate, since it includes the college town of Ames, home of Iowa State, a massive agricultural research university. His opponent, Christy Vilsack, moved to Ames to challenge King. He says people should vote for him because he's a product of the new district.
Marilyn and I have been married for 40 years. Our three sons that are now grown only have known and only had one father, one mother, one house, one church, one school.
King reaches out to shake Jenny Huntington's hand, but she refuses his handshake. King asks,
"You're American though, aren't you?"
Huntington tells him she's very American, and later tells me,
I really could never vote for anybody like that, ever.
That is, someone with a track record of bluntly speaking his mind. In 2008, King said if then-Senator Barack Obama won the presidential election, terrorists would be dancing in the streets. He was the only member of Congress to vote against a plaque recognizing slaves who built the Capitol. But he's been doing something right. He's won every election since he first came onto the political scene 10 years ago. Like many in line, Lyle Frazier of Denison says the congressman has his vote.
He's been there and doing the job, and I don't like the lady.
What is it that you don't like about her?
It's a man's world.
Frazier is referring to King's opponent, Christy Vilsack. She was a teacher. Her husband, Tom, was the governor here in the early 2000s. Now he's the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. And some voters in the line say that doesn't qualify her for a seat in the House. But other voters say Vilsack's a breath of fresh air. She would be the first woman sent to Washington by Iowa voters. Sylvia Vust says she's tired of Steve King representing her state.
And the things that he has said, and the things that he stands for, the things that he is supporting, and it's no decision for me at all. Christy, you know, embodies everything that I support.
After delivering a political speech at the fair, Vilsack mingles with supporters.
They should vote for me because my lens is local and because I want to be an advocate every day for the 2 years I'm there for the things that they care about, whether it's creating trade opportunities for farmers or whether it's revitalizing small towns.
But Dennis Goldford, a political scientist at Des Moines Drake University, points out she's a first-time candidate.
She needs to develop a style. She needs to develop a toughness and aggressiveness that Representative King already has.
Both candidates have raised more than $2 million each. But according to the Center for Responsive Politics, Vilsack got the majority of her contributions of more than $200 from out of state. They're running about even in super PAC support. Money aside, Goldford says it might come down to voters in Story County, more specifically, that college town, Ames.
Christy Vilsack has to activate a Democratic base, which is not huge outside of Story County. King will have the Republicans solidly. In fact, I think rather than Romney providing coattails for King in Iowa, King will provide coattails from Romney.
King shows no sign of tempering his outspokenness during the election. And if he can convince voters in the new, more moderate district to keep him in Congress, he may have little incentive to do so in the future. In Des Moines, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.